another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Tuesday evening. And welcome one and all to the show. All right. We are here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are all here tonight. Different little camera setup. I think it looks pretty good. Anyway, almost all of us. But it's all good because tonight is a very special night. Tonight is two eves before Endgame. And we at the Nerd Watch are be doing the premiere of the 6 o'clock show at Regal Maui Mall Megaplex.
Yeah!
Yeah, very excited. Yay! Very, very excited. So
how come
excited.
You don't have one of those hand clappy things?
Oh, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
all right. Fantastic.
Hey, can I touch it? Can I touch it?
Can no,
touch
you can't touch anything, Todd.
Why are you so messy?
He wasn't talking about the board.
Anything. Don't, please, for the love of God, don't touch anything, all right?
It's going to taste just like salt.
Is it going to taste just like, oh, goodness gracious. Well, anyway, let's get started, shall we? Joining me.
Can you run your tongue across that very slowly?
Unfortunately, joining me to my left.
Counterclockwise, though.
He is the comic book artist extraordinaire.
Unfortunately?
Or claims to be. He is the man who is the Kukui Project. Who is the Kukui Project. Yeah, he is the man who is the Kukui Project.
I've never
heard
you claim that.
He is the creator of the Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone, and of course, the Milkman always delivers. Please, ladies and gentlemen, it has been requested that we all do some crickets for Bernardi. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bernardi's in the house.
Yay, yay.
I still
think that's a squeaky wheel.
I'm going to come next week.
Why wait? Do it now.
Are you?
And then I'm retiring.
Oh, you're okay.
I'm announcing my
retirement. I can't wait.
Next week.
I think Todd's going to take up a whole hour just bashing Endgame is what he's going to do. Also joining us tonight.
He's going to take 3 hours bashing Endgame.
He is the cinema scholar. He is the cinnamon scallop. He is also the man with a huge fat sack of hard media. Ladies and gentlemen,
let me see it. I don't believe
please,
you.
Please, please put your hands together for the man who is, I think he might just be the, I could say, the greatest Portuguese movie critic in the world. What? Give it up
oh,
for
man.
Aaron. He's in the house.
Yeah, Chichi's going to be pissed.
Put on your headphones, dadgummit. That's all we got
to do. It's uncomfortable.
Well, it's not uncomfortable.
Dadgummit.
Get used to it, dadgummit, dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
Also, joining us tonight,
Ron's watching.
He
Ron.
Is the Ron. Horror aficionado. He is the man who is affectionately watching the cast of the Avengers Endgame totally disregard Brie Larson. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the punk rock superstar. It is Gannon. He's in the house
Woo!
Tonight. That's right. Put them hands together strongly. Strongly.
Gannon is a big Legend of Zelda fan.
Yeah. Also, joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru. He is the man who is, ironically enough, after watching his feed on PS4, Woo! Yes, he is the man who
go
is
Gannon.
Working currently at Kingdom Hearts
Resident Evil
3.
Oh, I beat it last night.
No, don't do it. Oh, you did. Fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations. Good for you, sir. And yes, so ladies sad. And gentlemen, he will be
the
joining us
yeah.
for Endgame at 6 p.m. tonight or on Thursday evening.
Critical mode.
He is the Gaming Guru Format. He's in the house
he
tonight.
He totally forgot who I was.
Yeah, that pause.
I've
also,
only been here since the beginning.
His dementia's playing up.
Yeah, also, right. joining us tonight, he Old actually gets fun. A close-up on the camera. He is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board. Say hi to everybody because they're looking right at you. He is the man who is the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. He is also the man who is the self-proclaimed comic
Maui
master.
News proclaimed.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is freaky.
No.
He is leaky.
No.
He is constantly deaky.
No.
And he's quite Dr. Freaky.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dr. Daddy Leaks. He's in the house
not
tonight. That's right. Oh, not I forgot Dr. Leaks in the house tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dr. Leaks.
Oh, Dr. Leaks. He's in the house. And anyway.
What accent was that?
That was pretty racist.
What accent was that?
What accent was that? I don't know. I'm not too sure. I don't know.
What were you going for?
He was going for Czech.
Maybe.
Nice. I've been on the show, I've been going for a check.
Have you?
Don't you have a drum solo on that soundboard?
I know, right?
That's why we're not getting checks.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
you
like
are
a drum.
So welcome.
Sure.
No? All right. Well,
that's like getting paid. Sweet. Hey!
There you go.
All right. We need a
sound effect.
Yay. We need better sound effects.
Woo, sound effects. Yeah, no, these are good. I like them corny. I like them super corny.
We might as well be the Howard Stern show.
Man. Yeah, we might as well be. I'm telling you. Anyway, tonight is a very special evening. There it is. Tonight's a very special night. We are doing the premiere of Avengers Endgame at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex at, of course, the Maui Mall this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Be there early at 5 o'clock if you can, because we've got stuffs to give away, yo, and you're not going to want to miss out on it.
We give you this hammer.
Okay? Yeah. Are you? You're going to give it to
him? I'm not going to let them have it, but I'm going to give it to them.
Good, good. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
They should recast Thor with MC Hammer.
Well, MC Hammer is definitely too legit for the...
He's too legit for Mjolnir.
Please, if you haven't got your tickets yet, or if you do have tickets, please join us for the 6 o'clock show. Be there early. We got prizes to give away, and it's going to be definitely a lot of fun. And all of these guys sitting at this table currently are going to the premiere of Avengers Endgame.
That's better than going to the Hollywood premiere. Who wants to hang out with Brie Larson?
That's what I'm saying. She's gross.
What?
Yeah. She's garbage.
Yeah, you have a crush on her, but she's obnoxious.
She is obnoxious. Totally obnoxious.
She's wonderful.
You know what she's like? You know who she? You know who she's like?
Todd Barney. She's like Aaron.
She's like Todd Barney. Yeah, she's not delightful at all.
She had a unicorn store.
By the way,
that was a great move.
Can anybody?
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
I don't know if we can all believe this, but Todd Bernardi.
I couldn't even make it through the trailer. How did you watch that movie?
Todd Bernardi is actually going to end
it. I watched it for 20 minutes.
What?
And then I read the history about how it actually came out 2 years ago, and nobody liked it then. They're only re-releasing it now because of Captain Marvel.
Well.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it bad.
It does. It does. No one liked it the first time, and people don't like it now. You're the only one that likes it, like, ever, because you do stuff in the dark.
It was pretty good.
Was it time?
Did you watch it? I bet you
did. Did you watch it with Aaron?
Did you really?
She did a good directing job for her debut.
Yeah. I did watch it.
Did she?
You know you didn't have to, though, right?
I didn't have to. It was.
Did your daughter make you watch it?
Yeah. It was either watch The Room with or Unicorn Store, and we picked the one that had more.
The Room or Room?
Room.
Okay, well, you said The Room.
You said The Room, so I thought you were talking about
very different movies.
Very different movies.
They're about the same.
You'll end up feeling the same, but different movies.
You're going to be sad for two different reasons.
Yes.
Well, listen, before we get into anything
else, I'm not going to listen.
There are two things that you need to know. Number one, Todd Bernardi is going to the premiere of Endgame. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
And he already knows he hates it.
He does.
I didn't like Infinity War that much.
Yeah, we know.
You guys want to talk about that?
Nope, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Please.
Todd Bernardi's actually going, so don't let him dissuade you from making it out to the premiere on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, okay?
Oh, can't wait.
And if I hate it, I will hold all my comments until outside.
Sweet. And awesome.
I'm the one that gets to sit next
to him. How come? Is it because of Hellboy? Is that why?
Because Alika almost hated me for a minute.
Mm-hmm. In that moment, I truly hated you.
I don't want him to be mad at me anymore.
I don't like it when
my favorite part about that moment is being able to remind you of it, and you knew you were I can't say the D word on this show.
Richard.
A D-bag?
You were a total Richard.
You were a Richard.
And you felt like it.
Actually, I don't think he was a Richard. I think he was making valid points.
He was making valid points, but he was making it in front of the audience before even the mid-credits scene.
He's right.
He was very loud.
He's right. I should have
waited.
Well, I will do the same thing.
I will admit when I'm wrong. I should have suppressed that until later.
That's true.
You know what you do? You hold off on your comments until you exit the theater and you talk directly to the line that's going in.
But that, you know, the fact that you knew that was like a Richard move.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That's what I love about you, bro.
At Endgame, I'm just gonna get up in front of the whole theater and be like, "You guys are dumb for liking this movie.
You're gonna do that during the movie."
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a lot of fun this
when
weekend.
When Ego shows up, then you can do it.
That's not how it happened in the comics.
Oh, man, this is going to be super exciting.
Do you guys even know
Cannot
who Adam
wait.
Warlock is?
No.
Not at all. Well, listen, coming up, there's a very special event happening right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles before we get into the, of course,
well,
the
just
comic
before,
book list.
While we're still talking about Endgame and you guys had the premiere for Maui Mall, there's also the premiere at the Kihei Regency Theater this Saturday, and it's happening all day, 12 to 8. There's going to be cosplay. They're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Maui. And
it's a good cause.
We're going to have giveaways. Some of the cast of the Nerd Watch is going to run through and do some trivia.
Sweet. Fantastic. Well, that sounds like a
Are
cool
you going to be there?
What members of the Nerdwatch are going to be there? Somebody will be there.
Sincene.
Yeah, Sincene will be there for sure. So, yes, check them out. Regency Theater, 7 o'clock is going to be the showtime on the 27th at the Regency Theater in Kihei. The Nerdwatch will be there. Maui Comics will be there. And, of course, happening May 5th, right here at the Queen Kamana Center at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
May 4th.
May 4th? Is it May 4th?
The poster's right there.
Yeah. I thought it was May 5th.
Way to read,
it says right there on the poster.
Well, May 5th was last year, wasn't it?
No, it's every May 5th.
No. It's the first Saturday.
I'm trying to make it feel like a
test. Is it every May 5th?
It's first Saturday in May.
All right.
I don't know why you keep forgetting.
Why is it,
I think you're mixing it up with a different holiday.
I thought that was like
That's
Star Wars Day.
Yeah, I think you're mixing it up with Cinco de Mayo, sir.
No, Star Wars Day is May 4th, right?
May 4th. Yeah.
See,
May
4th. The 5th is Star Wars, but then also Cinco de Mayo.
What?
Yeah. But you see, Return of the Free Sith. Comic Book Day is on Saturday, which won't always land on the 5th.
No one says May the 5th be with you.
No, they say
Return of the 5th, dummy.
Yeah.
May the 4th, Return of the 5th.
It's like a twofer.
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
That's stupid.
Right?
Anyway,
Then
you're calling all the Star Wars fans stupid.
May the 4th or May the 5th, whichever one it is, be here at the Queen Kamana Center at Maui Comics Collectibles.
Be here both days.
Be here both days.
Come to one of them at least.
Well, actually, technically, May 4th, it's all day long Free Comic Book Day.
Yep, and Boys Day.
Oh, and it's Boys Day.
Oh, great. Don't throw something else into the mix to screw with me. So,
it's also Aaron's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Is
God
it?
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
You still owe me that water world.
Oh, that's also when Todd and his wife got married.
Yeah. May 4th?
Actually, that's...
Yeah.
May 5th is actually me and my wife's anniversary.
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not making that up.
Wow, that's awesome. That's going to be the marker.
This is a very bloated day.
Yeah, it is bloated.
That's also the first day that I tried Lau Lau for the first time.
Wow.
That was also the day I used the bathroom for the first time without diapers.
Wow. Very nice. Good. Good for you. Yeah.
I remember that day very well.
Good
very,
for you.
Oh, nice.
It was just last year.
Yeah, it was just a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Well, listen, May 5th, right? No, May 4th.
And Bondi Skays.
May 4th is going to be Free Comic Book Day here at the Queen Kamana Center at Maui Comics and Collectibles all day long. Free comics. Are there going to be any...
Free comics? Yes, you're
free
correct.
Comics on Free Comic Book Day?
Plenty of free comics.
All right. Are there going to be any artists or anything?
There's going to be artist appearances. We're going to have James Silvani here. He does a thing. Todd Bernardi.
Whoa.
Does he know
Kukui
that?
Kukui Project, famous artist.
I want to tell Todd.
Does James Silvani like
Wait,
to sit next
here?
To Todd Bernardi?
Yeah, we're friends.
Are you?
Not on purpose. They don't sit together on purpose.
Oh, they don't on purpose.
No comment.
No comment.
Aaron Nakahara is going to be here demoing Fields of Valeria. He's also going to be here this Sunday.
Sweet.
For a pre-demo.
He's the man.
If anybody wants to get in on that, he is the man. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
Very funny.
Kind of like James Silvani. He's a great guy, too.
Sure
I like him.
Sure is a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
He's an awesome
dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Handsome, too.
Yeah, he is quite handsome. He's fetching.
Night Darling is going to be here from 11 to 2.
Oh, gross.
What is she going to do here?
No.
Ugh. Yeah.
Whoa.
She knows.
You guys.
She knows.
Where's the support?
We support her.
Okay. That sounds like support right there.
But ew. No, I'm just kidding. No, anyway, please be here May 4th, Free Comic Book Day. Save the date. Come on by. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, before we get into.
Why are you so loud?
Well, now, before we get into Endgame and all of what we think is going to happen during Endgame. Let's get into the comic book list for the week.
Hashtag
it's time.
Famous.
Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here at the Queen Kamana Center in Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can subscribe to all the comics that are about this store, and you don't want to miss out on them. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, Daddy Leaks, I want you to force the fat comic book list into my gaping ear hole.
I'm not comfortable with that. Say, and an applause?
And an applause.
Yes!
Oh, that just doesn't feel right.
I want to see it.
Does, it should.
Yeah. Oh.
It feels all right.
Strawberry, Carl.
Notice you just said one, though, not both.
Here's the list.
All right. Yes.
You don't have to force it. You can ease it in.
Okay, ease it right in. There it is.
Action Comics, number 1010.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, you don't have to force it because they're gaping.
Age taken. Of X-Men.
Todd actually makes a good point on the show.
No, he doesn't. Extremis, number 3 of 5.
Extremis?
Yes, Extremities. Mm. Amazing Spider-Man, number 20.
Wait. Ascender's coming out this month.
Ascender, number 1.
That's, yeah.
Can you let him get this
list? This list is alphabetical order.
He's getting there.
You're jumping the gun over here.
Extremist starts with an E, right?
Age of X-Men.
Oh.
Extremists. Avengers, number 18.
Wait. Ascenders.
Oh, Ascenders.
Do you want Todd to do the list? Should we have Todd do it?
Well, why don't you give us a breakdown of what Ascender is?
Yes, give us what Ascender's all about.
Why you had to interrupt me and everything.
Yeah. Please.
Wow. It's the sequel to Descender. It's by Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen.
The tagline is "You got to get down to get up."
You stole my joke. It's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be great.
Get over it.
I know.
Wow.
Everybody should be reading it. If you like Descender, you're gonna love this book.
Wow, how original! Descender, Ascender. Anyway,
what would the third one be?
Just Cinder.
Just be stagnant.
Yeah.
What's doesn't go the middle anywhere. One where they go sideways?
Yeah.
Return to Cinder?
No.
Jesus.
The Descender got optioned by, I think, Paramount. So they're going to make that into a movie.
It's about artificial intelligence.
Wait, the guys who made the Transformers like movies?
It's going to be...
Is Michael Bay going to do it? I'm in.
No. Yes. No.
Totally in for
put
that.
Your fist down.
Continuing the list.
Pull your fist out of there.
Batgirl, number 34.
Nice.
Avengers, Edge of Infinity, number 1. Batman and the Justice League manga, trade paperback, volume 2.
Mm. Yeah.
Batman Beyond, number 31.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to read that book. It didn't make any sense. Like, it seemed like the ending happened first. I didn't quite understand.
Do any
it.
Comics make sense?
Which one?
He totally just stepped all over my dude.
Mm-hmm. Black Panther, number 11.
You know what doesn't make sense? I'm not even
Black Panther? Say.
No. None.
Detective Comics, number 1002.
Woo!
Dial H for Hero, number 2 of 6. Dick Tracy Forever, number 1.
Wow.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Talk about putting your fist somewhere.
Fantastic Four, number 9.
Is Spoonface in it?
I don't know. Right. That's a good question.
Dick Tracy Dead or Alive trade paperback comes out, too.
Fight Club 3, number 4.
Is Al Pacino in it?
I don't know. Huh?
All right.
Probably you're not. Stupid.
Oh.
I don't think they referenced the movie.
I'm pretty sure Madonna's in it, right?
Flash, number 69.
Mm. Oh, Freedom. Flash is 69, too?
There you
nice.
Go. Freedom Fighters, number 5 of 12. Ghost Tree, number 1. That's on IDW.
Why do you always seem so bewildered with some of these titles that you speak of?
I don't even know what Ghost Tree is.
You don't even know what a Ghost Tree is?
I'm sure I could guess.
He has no idea, bro.
On the spot.
It's like a dead group, right?
Yeah, exactly. Goddess Mode, number 5. Heroes in Crisis, number 8 of 9. Ugh. Almost wrapping up that series. Why are you making all these disgusting...
No, the Goddess one. Not that one. The Goddess was like...
That was a delayed reaction.
Yeah, sorry.
Hulk Vereen's number 3 of 3.
Oh, of course.
Hulk Vereen's.
The special guest star, Ben Vereen.
Oh, man.
Ironheart,
the
number
jokes
5.
Just don't stop.
Ironheart.
Mm-hmm.
Ironheart's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Shuri going to be Iron Man?
When?
No, she's Iron
Man. Cinematic Universe, is she going to be Iron Man?
What are you talking about?
She's Ironheart.
I'm wondering if she's going to be Ironheart.
Maneaters, number 8. Marvel Comics Presents, number 4.
Presents what?
A comic.
Comics with stories in it.
Oh.
Marvel Rising, number 2 of 5. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 38. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 42. That's actually a really good book.
I was waiting for G's usual.
I know.
Is that book still woke?
Is it woke? It's still woke. I don't even say it anymore.
I don't know. We're getting a reorder of the Saga Trade Paperbacks, Volume 9. That's the most recent one.
Todd likes that book.
There's an omnibus coming out as well as the Volume 3 hardcover. So a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
The omnibus is going to be 1 through 54.
Yeah, the first 54 issues of Saga.
Sweet.
It's going to be awesome.
Saga! Got it.
We're able to take somebody's windshield out of that book.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Tangled and Whisper number 0. Spawn, issue 296.
Getting close to that 300, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Todd McFarlane's post on Instagram?
I see a lot of his posts.
How hard he works.
Yeah. And like, he's a hustler, baby.
He's like, he's
My wife got me a desk, y'all.
Yeah. No, he's in there. He's going, you know, I had to make the commitment that when I'm working at home, I'm working at home. I wouldn't even pick my mother up from the stove.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
In
that
accent?
In that accent. I mean, that's how I read it. I was like,
you read it that way.
He said, no, mom, I can't pick you up. I'm working.
Hey, mom.
I was like, okay.
Hey, mom, go away. You're bothering me. Get out of here.
It's so weird. Like,
I'm working,
Todd.
Hey.
We get it, McFarlane. We get it.
You got to have boundaries.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about boundaries. Even when I'm working from home, I'm working. I was like, dude. Okay, cool.
I'm marking a
Superior Spider-Man number 5. Mm. Thanos number 1 of 6.
At the end of Thanos, does Ant-Man give it to him?
Yeah.
We've done that joke every week, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're trying to
consistently.
Beat it. We're trying to beat it to death.
Okay, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 93. Yes. Venom number 13.
Mm-hmm.
War of the Realms, Uncanny X-Men number 1 of 3. Wicked and Divine number 43. Wolverine.
Is that a John Waters book?
No.
No.
Man, you're stupid.
Who would be the Wicked in that scenario?
It's Wicked from the musical Wicked.
Tab Hunter?
I thought it was going to be the main Ewok.
Oh, the main. Oh, nice. Okay.
Wildstorm number 22. Wonder Woman number 69. All these issues, they should have done like some kind of cross promotion.
Like a 69 cross promotion.
We're all grown ups. We can handle that.
We can handle that.
And that's the comic list.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your comic book list right here at the Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can subscribe to each and every one of those, except for the Saga Omnibus, which is impossible to subscribe to because it's an omnibus. You can just buy the whole thing that one time. What's the retail on that, by the way?
Money.
Shoot.
$65.
Is it?
I think
no,
it's
probably
only,
like
I mean,
$100 something.
Well,
$800.
I think there's a hardcover omnibus. The soft cover, because The Walking Dead is 48 issues and it's $60.
And that's
so it's probably comparable.
Yeah,
Invincibles.
Yeah,
60 or 65.
About 11 to 2,000, maybe.
It's a lot of money,
but yeah. Definitely worth it.
Definitely,
Saga's a.
It's a saga.
Todd's a believer.
And then, you know what blows my mind about Saga is they keep on talking about how they want to wrap it up soon. And I'm like, why pick the name Saga? When I first started reading it, and the world seemed so vast, and they could go anywhere with it, and they did go all these different places. And I was like, I just was like thinking about the name of Saga, and I'm like, this thing could go on forever. And they just keep talking about wrapping it up, and I'm like, why?
Well, I think it's because you guys are pronouncing it wrong. It's Sege. And that in that language... It means wrapping up soon
in 60 issues.
I think Saga is probably what it is, right?
Saga.
It's going to be $59.99.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Hey, and sweet.
Then
how much is it?
It's going to end at $108.
How much is the digital version?
The digital version of the omnibus?
Yeah.
Sweet. Way to support.
Just go to Pirate Bay.
Can you look that up?
Way to support a legal shop there.
Is anybody with me that Saga would be an epic title for a comic that went on forever?
Yeah, no, I'm there. I think that should go on forever.
I'm sure. But this is, you know, what's awesome about Image is Brian Vaughn and Fiona Staples owns the rights to it, so they could just quash it if they wanted to for good.
I mean, at the beginning, in the first like 5 issues, you know that it kind of... You know that pretty like they kind of hint that everybody dies.
Yeah,
sweet.
But
spoiler, Todd. What the f?
But the daughter.
Wait.
It was in. It's
no, the daughter's telling the story. Yeah, the daughter's telling the story. Oh. So what I'm saying is maybe she has a kid and she doesn't have to be the narrator the whole time, but she's still got a whole lot of life as a narrator too. You know.
Wow. Well, listen, gents, please, whatever you do, come on down to my comics and collectibles, subscribe to some comics, enjoy, sit down, read some comics. Can we read comics while we're in here?
Of course.
All right, just check it. Sweet.
But so, you got to buy them first.
Oh, buy them first, then read them?
This ain't no library.
No, people can read comics. I don't care.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's a weird business model.
I was going to say, but that's weird. Okay. All right, cool.
You should charge people to just walk in the door.
Is anybody else exhausted of being charged every two steps you take in this capitalist society?
Dollar cover just to come in here. It's awesome.
Oh, God. It's like you have no idea how many people like walk up to me thinking they're like super business savvy. And they're like, hey, you know this thing that everybody does for free all the time? Why don't you charge them for it?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You'd be a millionaire.
They're taking me to the cleaners with all my favorite video games. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Saga Volume 1 is $4.80 on Google Play.
Is it?
Yeah.
So there's no omnibus, though?
There's no omnibus.
Oh, okay. Well.
So it's about 99 cents an issue.
It's not too bad. Pretty good.
But I would recommend that you get the hard copy at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Can I have Fiona Staples just sign my digital copy?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Anyway.
She just stamps a QR code on.
That'd be awesome. All right, listen.
Get that baby CGC'd.
Sweet. Time to find out what we have, our prevailing theories for the new movie that's coming out this Thursday.
No, we can't do theories.
Why not? Spoil. It's not spoiling. It's theories. We don't know what's going on. I think it's a good time.
Okay.
I think it's right before Endgame. So this show's going to go up before Endgame. So we might as well discuss a little bit about what we think may happen in Endgame. By the way, before we get right into that, I do want to say that Kevin Feige came out and said that Endgame is not the end of the phase. He said that Spider-Man Far From Home will be the end of Phase 3.
He also came out and said that Endgame won't be the end of the Avengers story.
Well, that's because the Avengers go on without the rest of those lunkheads in the show, right?
They all come back to life halfway through the movie.
I guess.
There's a musical number.
Since now Brie Larson's going to ruin it for everybody.
Whoa. She's going to ride in on her unicorn from her unicorn store.
I guess
for some reason, Nick Fury is dressed like Glass from the Unbreakable series.
Have you watched the movie, dude? He's wearing a terrible wig with like streamers in it and stuff.
I'm the manager of your unicorn store.
It's awful.
Sounds like a great movie.
Fantastic.
That's his real hair.
Well, listen.
4 stars, easy.
There's one person I want to go to first because I really want to know what he thinks. About
that
Avengers
narrows
Endgame.
It down.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
No.
It's going to be format.
That's Todd Bernardi.
What? Why me?
I can't believe I'm actually going to you first, Todd. But
let's preface it this way. What would it take for this to like make it great?
Ooh.
From where Infinity War left off.
Ooh, good.
If this is part two, what would it take for you?
In the mind of Todd Bernardi.
To redeem how bad you say Infinity War was.
Yes.
Everybody dies.
Like the other half
dies. Nice. Everybody like the Avengers go after Thanos and they screw it up so bad that he snaps everybody else out of existence.
It's like the end of a Danger Mouse cartoon where you just a white screen.
I like it.
Wow.
I think that they just go Hamlet, Prince of Denmark with it and just at the very end, there's this giant fight scene, and then everybody gets poisoned or killed, and everybody dies.
You, there is no resuscitating this franchise.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's...
Well, he doesn't like movies that continue from other movies.
That's true. He's made that specifically clear.
I don't mind that. I just think that there should be a better story. I think that like, what happens should matter, and nothing in Marvel... the movies, at least, nothing that happens actually matters. Whereas, like, in the comic books...
Do you watch sports?
In the 60s...
Do you enjoy sports?
Nothing happens.
Do you realize that nothing matters in sports?
So, I watch sports, but I think that's
different. I'm sure you get pretty invested in it.
There's a lot of people that...
What happens when they get that ball across the line? Is anything accomplished?
What?
What's going on?
Why am I getting a phone call?
Are we getting hacked?
I don't know. Hang on a second. I'm gonna answer this. Line.
Why are you answering this?
Nerdwatch, hello.
Nerdwatch, hello.
Where the hell is Aaron so I can yell at him?
Okay, you want to? Oh, it's Kai. Hey, Kai, you're on
Where
live with the Nerd Watch.
Oh, Aaron's right there.
So he's right here. Anyway, Kai, are you doing okay, pal?
He was crying in the bathroom.
He needs crickets next time.
You doing all right, sir? What do you need to yell at him for?
Aaron gave me the wrong number and he made me call FedEx.
He asked what's the number in the messenger and I gave him the number of my work purse. He called it.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. All right, Kai, what's up, sir? What can we do for you really quick while we get into this whole Avengers Endgame thing? Kai, of course, is the producer of the show, The Nerd Watch. He's away on some business. So what's going on, sir?
Not anymore. I'm the new producer.
Wow.
I set up.
Jeez,
since the guy didn't do nothing.
I put your cord in your mic.
I was just going to say,
what's up? What were you going to say?
Hi, guys, and that was it.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Well, I have fun.
Ryan, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling, Kai. Yeah. Have a good night.
I hope all is going well, and you'll be able to join us on Thursday night, sir?
Might be. No, I might not be back for another a week or so.
All right, man. Well, all right,
moving on.
You take care, man.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to have you back, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, bro.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Well, anyway, producer Kai, I thought he was calling up to be angry at Todd, is what I thought. That's what I thought.
Everybody.
Next color.
Everybody has to die in Endgame for it to be good.
So for you, there's no redemption in this series at all.
He just snaps the other half away.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be so extreme as that, but I mean, I think that they should really just kill everybody.
Wow.
I don't see. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, that'll do wonders for the new streaming service.
But everybody.
It's
like
that part of Ren and Stimpy where he pushes the button and erases existence.
When you say everybody,
and it shows
Ren
and Stimpy
you mean
logo
literally
and
everybody, or just everybody that we've been following for the last 10 years, and then we move on with the new guys.
I just think that we should. I think that they shouldn't bring anybody back from the snap, and I think that they should kill a couple of more people.
Holy crap!
And I think that would make it actually like a pretty good. I would be like, oh wow, that took some balls. Like that's actually a pretty artistic decision. I think.
But
that's
all,
good.
We already know that.
That's not going to happen. But I mean,
sounds like a very cold and mechanical metric.
I know.
To
no kidding.
Judge an artistic. You know, merit of
so
of a movie.
Affinity War was dark, so you want this
more
to go
people die
darker?
Than it's artistic.
I don't think it's dark. I mean, everybody dies.
No other possible thing that happens could be artistic.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Everybody dies.
Dies.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to die.
I know. We're all going to. Hey.
Oh, great. I can't wait to go watch a movie that reminds me of that.
Quite profound, Todd.
Yeah,
ready?
I love it.
God, wow. Dang.
It's the reason I go to the movies, to escape. To jump into existential dread.
That's
I love
right.
that.
I want to talk about, right.
I know I was gonna die.
Well, you know what?
You're never actually going to have a cathartic experience at the movies if you don't.
That's what the Avengers.
Are we going there for that's a what cathartic the experience at a Marvel
I mean,
movie?
I think that we would
is that what you've been waiting for?
We would be healthier as a society. I think that if art gave us a more cathartic experience.
I want to go to the movie theater to learn that I'm going to die.
You know what? You're right. You know what? He's right. He's right. You know who should have been directing the Avengers? All the Avengers movies? Not the Russo brothers. No.
Salvador Dali.
Woody Allen. All of it. Because it's all about death, and it's all about him getting old, and it's all about the afterlife.
Brie Larson wouldn't have had any of that.
That's right. She wouldn't have had any of that.
You think she's not smiling now?
I think that if you're gonna do a tragedy, don't half-ass it. I think that they should do that.
I don't think it's meant to be a tragedy.
It's not supposed to be a tragedy.
Well, it's a drama.
It's a drama.
Fair enough. All right.
It's a dramedy.
It's interesting. All right. All right, so Todd Bernardi with the most wild
it,
and out
does
there.
Drama automatically equals tragedy?
Well, if it's not, there's two tabs. I mean, if it's not a comedy, it's a tragedy. And so a comedy.
There's no in between, huh? It's one or the other.
It's pretty much.
There's nothing else.
You got to remember.
That's it.
Shakespeare, if it ended with a happy ending, that was a comedy.
Yeah.
If it ended. As but like Greek tragedy,
yeah,
then
just
yes.
Look at Robert Kraft.
That's that's true. Fair enough.
Comedy all the way.
Comedy all
that had
the
a
way.
Happy ending.
There's a phrase that Tolkien coined called the catastrophe, which meant like whatever catastrophe happens at the end, it leads to like the resolution and of a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of the modern storytellers in the last 100 years have kind of adopted that, and we've gotten a lot of happy endings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a happy ending anymore. I've had enough happy endings.
Wow!
Wow. All right.
I'm a little raw from the happy ending.
That's weird, yo.
This is really dirty.
Okay, can we? Okay.
There we
so many.
Just keep jumping.
Wow. All right. So moving on, and from hopefully to a brighter note, because I'm a little depressed now.
Well, I mean, but think about it.
Look, I'm going to bring my kids to go see the Teen Titans Go movie. And if at least half of those little cute cartoon characters don't die,
those little maggots,
I don't think there's going to be any. showing my children
it's
this.
Not
they need
cathartic
to learn about that
for
somewhere.
Your kids, Alika.
I need them to have a
that's right.
Because I
jolting,
think that,
shocking experience.
Also, just I mean
that they'll remember forever.
But just
until
think,
they actually die.
That's right.
Well, just think about all the comic book characters or other superheroes that we could have gotten if people weren't.
We know they're all not going to die. They all have TV shows coming up after this movie.
No, but I mean
that are announced.
But if I mean Marvel actually wasn't such a it didn't have such a stagnant business model. Like,
God dang, dude! What the what?
You could get creators who are interested in creating more comics that with more interesting characters, and the creators would be more invested in these superheroes because they're actually their creations. Most of the other publishing industries do something like this.
Can I have half of the stagnant business model that Marvel has right now? I'll take just half of it.
It's predicated on characters that have been around for 70 years. I mean, all those stories have already been told.
Wow.
I mean, so you're not gonna surprise somebody with a new Iron Man movie because it's already been done 1,000 times in the comic book.
But every story is already based on a story that has come before it. That's pretty much. There's only like what is it? 4 different kind of stories you can actually tell.
All right, but I mean, but that's specific. But the, I mean, specifically a Tony Stark story. Like if you're you could have a different character with a different. You could have with a different background. It doesn't have to be a rich white guy. It could be like anybody else. It doesn't
anybody else.
But I mean, like, and Marvel, and, like, think about the Avengers right now. It's like 7 white guys. That's it. Like, what's the, like, it's the most. There's 3 Chrises. Like, it's the.
But those are the actors.
Those are the actors.
Those aren't the characters.
No, but I mean, you've got
to the characters, not the actors.
It's such a vanilla problem that you've got 3 Chrises playing these characters. God,
but we're talking about the characters.
Yeah, his name's not Chris Thor and Chris America.
That's right.
It's Captain America. Names were Todd,
remove the actors from the characters. You're talking about the characters here.
Okay. So, but okay. Well, getting back to the characters, I just think that you've got the same origin story, and the origin story you've got a villain with the same powers as the superhero, and you've done that for 12 movies now.
Okay.
And then you're like, you know what would be different is if we put them all in the same movie, and then they fight like they fight
Battle
an alien
Royale,
or
baby.
Something. And then nothing changes, and there's just a happy ending at the end. And then they just...
Confetti, too.
You know what we'll do? We'll just retire one. And we'll maybe kill off this guy, but nobody ever really dies because we just brought back half the world's population in this movie, so nothing really ever changes. Let's just do something like this because people need something to feel good about.
Mark Gould raises a good point.
Who's Mark Gould?
He's an incredible artist of the Kubert School and also co-founder of the Kawasaki Productions Art School.
And part of the Hawaii,
Comic
Book
His point being,
Alliance?
And a member of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, but also a great point maker in the comment section
He's
of a Nerdwatch video.
We've seen this episode 3 times.
But the
where
first
Todd
sentence in that
Marvel.
Comment is better. It's Todd whining over Marvel movies. Ellipsis. I think I've watched this episode of Nerdwatch like 3 times already.
All right, let me.
So, but that, but
and he
to
continues
Mark's,
on
to Mark's, to Mark's point. To Mark's point, I appreciate that comment. And I was asked for my opinion.
You did. I did ask you.
I was trying to tell them
what
I think they should do is kill everybody off, and there be like some actual change, and something actually might get better with the Marvel movies. But they're not going to do that.
All right. That's interesting.
You know, but there's also like a ton more people who don't think what you said is true, and who want a happy ending and aren't quite raw yet because they've lubricated us with plenty of costumes.
So I'm gonna
over the years.
I'm gonna go completely off base here for a second.
These comics accurate costumes are just the best.
Woo-hoo. I'm gonna go off base here
like
for just
Scarlet Witch.
One.
I mean, she looks exactly like she does
terrible.
In the comic.
That's
I am gonna petition.
No, Age of Ultron, Quicksilver. That is one of the worst comics. Yeah.
I'm gonna petition.
Yeah, pajamas are cool.
I'm gonna petition right now. Everybody in the NerdWatch chat that listens to the NerdWatch, that listens to the podcast and watches on Facebook Live, I want a petition of how many people would like to see Todd Bernardi do his own show about this topic.
About hating Marvel?
Listen,
or just hating everything that makes people happy in general.
Right. It's going to be called Todd Bernardi, I Hate Everything.
Each episode, he tackles another thing that brings people joy.
Congratulations,
like,
everybody. We're all going to die.
This episode, Legos.
That's right. This is why Legos suck.
I like Legos.
I'm sure you do. All right, let's move on to something I hope is a little happier. A man who does have quite a few predictions himself. Let's talk to the man who is the horror aficionado and the man who despises Hellboy. He is Gannon. Gannon, you have a lot of...
I love you too, Mark.
You have a lot of thoughts about Endgame. What do you think?
Yeah, how are you going to make this movie better?
I wouldn't make this movie better. I don't know how to make this movie better.
Because it's going to be so good?
To speak to what Aligo was talking about, how everybody's going to get a show after this is over, that doesn't necessarily mean they survive, because for all we know, these shows take place in pocket timelines.
That's true.
Don't necessarily have anything to do with the movies.
Right.
I forget where I was going with that now. I totally
so what you're saying is the Winter Soldier and the Falcon get stuck in an Infinity Gem, and it's kind of just like an episode of I Dream of Genie that takes entirely place in the lamp.
Yeah.
But for an entire season.
Possibly, but the Scarlet Witch and Vision series could literally just be what was happening before we caught up to him in the Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Because they seem to be gone for a while and off of their own thing for quite some time.
Just hanging out in Europe, having a romance.
Yeah, just having a fling. That'd be interesting. Okay.
And it's Sam's makeup,
Scarlet Witch
Paul Bettany.
Gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait a minute. Did you say Scarlet Witch gets Vision pregnant?
Yeah.
No. That's what I thought I heard. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
They have a baby. They always have to do that on sitcom shows.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting.
They have to do like in the fourth season.
Gotcha.
Something like that.
Oh, okay. To get people back?
Yeah.
Got it. But when they start making out and having that baby, they kind of jump the shark, don't they?
Scarlet Witch gives birth to another Infinity Gem.
God, you're so disgusting. Anyway, Gannon, please.
It sounds like she's passing a stone more than having a child.
That's the name of the show! Passing the Stone! That's it!
That's what they should name that show.
That's what they named that show.
Romancing the Stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's already a movie.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Anyway, what are your actual thoughts? Don't get thrown off by this this Debbie Downer. What are your actual thoughts?
I actually agree, Todd, to an extent.
Wow, okay.
The spirit of what he's talking about, I don't necessarily agree with the degree of what he's talking about.
Everybody dies. I'm Batman.
What I don't want to see is them just mercilessly killing all of the old guard, because that'd be kind of cheap. Whether or not they're going to continue making the movies, I think if you just wholesale slaughtered all of the original actors that aren't going to be continuing with the movies, that's cheap and it's a little too neat.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to kill everybody.
I think they're going to kill Captain America.
I think Captain America. I think Tony Stark lives, and he moves on, but he won't continue as Iron Man because he's already quit Iron Man a couple of times.
Yes, he has.
Now.
But your point that you made to me off the air is why is he still going to be around?
Well. Part of it is like you know,
Spider-Man.
He'll still be developing technology and stuff like that. He just won't be the one.
He'll be Spider-Man's Q.
But it would
apparently he can't
it would
his
end
own
his
suit.
Story in the sense that like they keep setting up that his goal is to make sure the Earth will be safe from an otherworldly threat. Nothing's going to get bigger than this. And by the end of this,
Dark Side,
sure. But anyway, by the time this is all said and done, there's going to be a whole new set of Avengers, so there's almost no reason for him to be around anymore.
But I think you make
not in the sense that he has to be active, like has to be an active role anymore.
You made the cogent point that Tony Stark will be in the background because he'll be the financier of all of this, because he'll be supporting the Avengers.
I mean, more on a business end, it's just like you kind of want to have him something in the back pocket to do a cameo every now and again if you'd like to. Just as an
and
option.
Because the MCU Avengers don't exist without Tony's bankroll.
Exactly. Now, you could argue that, okay, well, the company can exist with or without him.
Right.
But you'd kind of want to see him, I'm thinking. So I would think they're probably not going to kill him.
Okay.
I think Thor sticks around, though.
Okay.
Only because Ragnarok was a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you want to end Thor? And Chris Hemsworth's pretty young still, so I can't imagine why he would want to opt out.
And he's, like, really hot.
And he's kind of on a roll right now. Yeah. Like he's got comedic chops. He's a great actor. He's still young and able, so there's almost no reason why he would.
That's
quit.
Not what I meant. I just think he's hot.
I get that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not jumping on it.
Okay, good.
But
you know who did? Who was at the premiere? By the way, speaking of Thor, did you see that Natalie Portman was at the premiere?
Oh yeah.
But I'm sure they invited everybody.
Okay.
To something to do
all right.
Too,
all right.
Though, you know
all
what
right,
I mean?
All right.
There's a lot of guys that were there, but it's probably more of just like people that have been in these things before.
Okay, fair enough.
But granted, she could be there. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
I was actually very curious which characters you guys think are going to stick to being dead. Because he does kill a few people before the snap.
Gamora.
So those have got to be permanent, you would think. But then Loki's getting a show.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Gamora... I think Gamora is resurrected. I do. Yeah. I think because the whole Star-Lord...
I think there'll be a trade.
Yeah, oh, interesting. Interesting.
Because if time travel is going to be a part of it and they get the stone before she ever comes back, they don't ever have to replace her. She doesn't have to go down there.
Mm.
And I don't care what anybody says. Time travel is obviously a part of the damn story.
So
I actually am thinking there's going to be character versus character.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's how. Okay. Well,
they're going to the Battle of New York.
Okay.
They have to try and operate without running into their former selves.
So are we
That's
looking...
almost too golden an opportunity to not do it just for the fun sake of
so
it.
So we're almost thinking like a very...
It would seem like a Marvel move to do that.
Like a Back to the Future 2-esque kind of thing.
Only they actually run into each other.
Right. Right. And then on top of that, this almost
But you
feels
can
like...
get away with it because right. Loki's a prankster and right. he can make himself look like anybody.
So is this a... So... Are these parallel universes running together, you think?
I don't think there's parallel universes. That's okay. going to make it a little too complicated in the last story. You don't want to overcomplicate the ending of the story.
Somebody tell DC that about Earth. How many Earths there are.
There's only 52.
But,
Well, those, the movies didn't introduce them.
The movies
only,
didn't introduce that.
Only
yeah.
the Berlantiverse introduced them.
All right. Yeah. Just checking.
But
and they can
long
do
form
that
storytelling, you can do that. But okay. If you were to all of a sudden say there's all these tangential realities in the very last movie of this story, then you're just like, it's way too much.
Yeah.
I think time travel for sure, tangential realities, hell no.
Wow.
It's too much.
Okay. So you,
if they did that, I would love to see them pull that off in 3 hours.
So I do have a question for you.
3 hours is a long time.
It's a long time, but to wrap up 40 different characters, I don't know about that.
Yeah, do you think that we'll see... is anybody flying up Thanos' rectum?
No.
Okay.
And I hope Captain Marvel is a very small part of the movie.
Ooh.
I don't.
I do too.
I don't want to see...
She smirks at Thor.
I just don't want to see an OP character come in to save the day, because these characters have earned the right to finish the story. And if
agreed.
She shows up and is the one that stops Thanos, that sucks.
Yep, agreed.
Maybe that's why her and Chris Hemsworth keep bickering at press junkets.
What was the? What
well, that's because she sucks.
Whoa!
What was this? What's the stone that she tries to blow up in the movie?
Huh?
That's the Tesseract.
The Tesseract. Well, what stone's in the Tesseract?
Power.
Okay.
The power.
No,
stone.
No.
Is it
the
power space.
Stone? Space. Okay.
Space stone is the blue space. One, right? Yeah.
So, and Thanos has got that.
Well, he has all of them.
Well, that's what I was saying. If they're going to the Battle of New Good York, point, which though. We kind of already know from the behind the scenes photos,
right.
there's three stones on Earth at that time.
Yeah,
which is kind of the perfect time to go because they know exactly where all three of them are at that time. So that's half the stones right there.
Okay.
So it's kind of a smart time
Power
to go
was
back.
The one in Guardians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the purple one.
Ether is reality.
Yeah. That's the...
Mind is...
The yellow.
The vision.
The yellow
vision
stone, yeah.
Which was created by the Tesseract because the... Well, what did Loki have?
Loki had the power one.
Loki had the power one.
Or the space
I
one.
I thought he had
the space one because it's the Tesseract.
Yeah, he had the Tesseract, right?
No, but then his scepter had
his
another
scepter
stone
had
in
a
it
different
too.
One.
Yeah, it did.
So that was the Mind Stone.
That's the Mind
Stone. Yeah, the Mind Stone.
And so Mind Stone, Power Stone, and then the Time Stone is there sitting around with the Ancient One.
Right.
Yeah, which we didn't know about at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
So now...
that's half of them, right? Half of them are on Earth at the same time. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So we're not moving away from you, but getting someone else's possible opinion on this... let's go to somebody who maybe has a more positive outlook.
I was positive. What are you talking about?
No. I'm comparing everything to Todd. Dr. Leakes, what is your?
I don't
your,
even want to turn.
What is your? What is your prescription for this film?
Well, I'm going to go in the complete opposite direction that Todd went in, and I would say I'm going to be happy if not only do these characters not die and more come back to life, but they introduce double the characters. on top of the ones that wow. have not died or come back to life.
That's a very like George Perez like kind of
yeah, like the and one frame of the movie, every single character is in it, and that's when the Stan Lee character is just
wow,
has his hands on his hips, looking back at the scene
going, holy crap,
Excelsior!
I don't understand what Todd's what why you have such a problem with super teams. What's the problem?
I don't have a problem. I mean, I'm just.
It's okay as long as they all die.
No. No, I just think that if it's a if they want to do a long form storytell, you know, series that like all the real successful ones like the like if you look at something that's been really awesome on television is like the Game of Thrones or Walking Dead, and those guys don't have a very long lifespan. And so if you want, you know, if you want the audience to try to get invested in the actual story, the, then you're going to have to, like, have these characters go through changes and make sure that those changes stick. And none of these changes have stuck. You know, at the end of the day, like, nothing's really changed. Like, so you can't really get too invested in the story because you know that, like, oh, it's just going to work out for them anyway at the end of the, you know, because
Not to defend Todd, but Coulson stayed dead for all of 5 minutes.
True.
Sure. And people still love Coulson. Mm-hmm. The thing is, what you just explained is a sitcom, and those are super popular. People gobble those up by the millions.
Well, but I mean,
everything works out in the end. People still like watching it. It doesn't mean people are going to lose interest or it's not going to be engaging. I think you're making like a one-to-one thing, and it's not. It's still going to be fun, whether or not people die and things are change or not. People are still going. Millions and billions of people are going to love this thing.
At this point, shouldn't I mean? If you're
in the early Marvel comics, like you had. I mean, Peter didn't stay a teenager the whole time. He went to college. He went through girlfriends. Gwen Stacy stayed dead.
He did in the same. He did in the movies. He went to high school. He went to college. He went. He had a girlfriend. One of his girlfriends died.
Right.
One of his best friends drank a weird liquid and he got green stuff on his face.
Yeah.
Ew. You know, college.
Hashtag college.
But that hasn't really happened in the Marvel movies.
Like, so, you know. I mean, by your logic then, by as dark as Batman has been his entire film run, shouldn't he have died at this point?
Well, I mean, Batman retired for 7 years in the Christopher Nolan verse.
Right. But
and
I so, mean,
and he.
Was it that much time?
Yeah, it was 7 years.
It was a long time. I don't know if it was 7 years, but I do know it was a long
like
time.
It was like five years between the thing, and they even went like a step beyond that and said it was like seven years.
Fair enough. I don't remember it being that long, but yeah. Okay.
But I just don't understand. But that would mean that even though he retires, he should have died because he was the hero, and then that would totally change it up, and Batman would never be around anymore.
I mean, Bruce Wayne dies. I mean, he kills himself off at the end of the movie. And assumes a different identity, and he's living with Catwoman. And
hanging out in broad daylight with the exact same face.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the Batman persona no longer exists, and his identity as Bruce Wayne doesn't exist anymore. He's basically kind of gone into witness protection.
He's also clearly Batman because they both disappeared on the same day.
Okay, I'm gonna ask something of you that maybe all you guys can answer this, as you especially. What is wrong with hope?
There's nothing wrong with hope. It doesn't say that
it's like a river. winding.
It is.
I'm gonna let format answer this question.
No, he's right though. It is. So I just don't know what's wrong.
Todd is just speaking to death should mean something.
Okay.
I mean, it means something in real life. I think that it should mirror that in
it does.
Superhero movies.
They die and they go, well, that
let
sucks.
Me just get this.
I don't
want to
do that again.
In the case of Infinity War, though.
Yeah.
And I hate countering your point because I actually agree with you.
I'm with you, kind of, but
they're undoing something that somebody else triggered. These people didn't die from natural causes. They didn't die in battle. They died because somebody just wiped them out of existence. They're just undoing that.
Right. Bam!
We watched them turn to dust, but it wasn't necessarily death. It just no longer existed anymore, which is a very big distinction because they didn't actually die.
True.
They just no longer existed.
Thanos Limbo.
And I know that sounds like nitpicking, but it is true. None of these people died in battle. None of them died from disease. None of them died from old age.
Yeah, but
none
I think that it's going to be a total cop-out if they bring Gamora back.
And I agree with that. I think it'd be a cop-out if they brought back Loki. I think it'd be a cop-out if they brought back Gamora. Anybody that died pre-snap, should stay dead.
What if they brought back James Rhodes' legs?
Oh, snap.
Holy crap.
Oh, damn.
Holy crap. They kind of did. He's already kind of walking.
Yeah. No, they did by the end of that movie. Yeah.
He's got Lieutenant
like,
Dan legs.
Like, not even 5 minutes later, he was already walking pretty much.
Yeah, he's like, we got you back on your feet.
In a world where Iron Man could create a suit of armor that can always protect him, of course he would have workable legs.
He's got Lieutenant Dan legs.
He does. Absolutely.
Lieutenant Dan.
Format.
Like, it'd be actually messed up if you saw him cruising around on a wheelchair, just like, wow, Tony can't just hook him up with legs?
Yeah, I know, right?
Or like a rascal.
It's like some sick joke Tony Stark has, you know what I'm saying?
But then you have to expand that to the rest of the world now, because then nobody should be able, you know what I mean?
That's
like, there shouldn't be disabled people anymore.
For what it's worth, Rhodey's rascal is like the most pimped out one.
That's awesome. That makes perfect sense. Totally makes perfect sense. So
that would be a good Saturday Night Live where like that like ends up on like Pimp My Ride from MTV.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore, man. It's 2019, unfortunately. I think somebody would be offended by that. Format, you're going to be joining us for Endgame this Thursday night. What is your what's
Sam
your take?
Campos.
Do you have such a bleak? Do you have a bleak outlook like Todd Bernardi here? Or are you more positive about this?
I'm hoping that it starts with the opening credits,
right,
and then ends with the closing credits.
You know, I think it's a guarantee that that's going to happen.
You're not going to be disappointed, my friend.
That's right.
Actually, none of these.
I'm going to make an early prediction.
It's going to end
with
the
so good.
It's going to end with the Fantastic Four warning the Avengers about Galactus.
but it's the Fan-4-stick.
God, what is it? What can?
Michael B. Jordan.
I definitely
Torch
think it's
going to
get worse in the movie.
What is?
And they're all going to look at him like
everything. I think once this movie starts, things are going to get worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I think from the very beginning, nothing's going to go right from the beginning, for sure.
Okay.
Because it would be kind of a cheat that all of a sudden they get their stuff together and they beat them and it's no problem. I think it gets worse.
The movie would have been done in like 12 minutes.
Probably at least in the first half, it gets a hell of a lot worse for them, even though they lost hardcore.
Right.
Yeah. I wish they would go like full cosmic. I want to see like Eternity and all that stuff.
Well, the Eternals is already announced.
Yep.
They're gonna be dabbling on it.
Well, thanks. I didn't know any of that.
Angelina Jolie,
because I wasn't listening to any of the spoilers. But now I know.
We see Adam Warlock?
No. This is a movie announced. This has nothing to do with this movie.
Well, I don't listen to any of that.
Do we get Adam Warlock at all?
Not until Guardians.
I think that's James Gunn's thing. I think we covered this already. Is that it seems obvious James Gunn was like really wanting him in there, and fans want him in there.
Yeah.
But I think Marvel MCU proper is like, that's yours there, James. Mm-hmm. You can do Warlock.
He's earned the right to claim stuff, I think.
Yeah.
No, but I think he was trying to get them to Warlock to take on the proper MCU, but I think they're relegating him to Guardians movies, which is fine by me because that's where kind of he belongs anyways.
Sam says that Eternals.
Yeah, Sample said
Eternals got
Angelina Jolie movie that just got announced a week ago.
Yeah, weren't they just announcing two cast members so far?
Hey, man, you don't question Sampos.
Yes, Sampos knows.
So dare I ask Aaron for an opinion?
No, we can move on.
All right. Aaron,
he's eating his chicken, man.
You're over here eating chicken, bro. What are you doing?
You don't even have your headphones on.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You're so unprofessional.
You
can't even listen to us.
You're eating on camera. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're chewing into the mic, man.
What the hell?
I wasn't chewing in the mic.
All right, what?
We can hear you.
Hey, just tell him.
You see how the camera's red? It's mad at you.
Just tell him everybody you think. You hope everybody dies at the end.
All right.
Well, my first point was, I think there's too much Chris's in this movie.
What?
Dude,
oh,
man.
Gosh. Here we go. Hey,
That's a good point.
Hang on a second. Can you say that one more time? What do you think is going to happen in this movie?
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I think that there's too many Chris's.
No. What is your analysis again?
I hope everybody dies.
Man. How long are you holding on to that joke?
I was waiting for to set that up. Anyway, Aaron, what about you, sir? What is your take on this?
Too many Chris's, right? Moving on.
The best one's gonna live.
Oh gosh, I know what you're gonna say.
Which is
you suck,
Pratt.
Savior.
Oh,
oh,
I think you're picking your favorite Chris.
I think that Captain
the Chris with the
die.
Robot legs is gonna be the survivor.
And it would be nice, cool to see Thanos win.
Wait, say that one more time.
He did win.
Say that again.
No, but I mean,
Aaron.
He said,
"Who's the guy with the Infinitus?"
Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos.
Okay.
What?
Thanos.
Just checking. Wait. You want to?
I think I heard him say
again?
Thanos.
Yeah, I see him wipe out everybody.
Wow,
that'd be cool.
You just stole Todd's answer.
Once, like full on.
So you want to see a super repetitive movie?
We already got that. That is true. So you'd want to see him kill the other half of the world? Wouldn't that
kills off everybody? But then at the end, Captain Marvel's like, "You see her like."
What the
get up from the pile of bodies.
Why did you ask him?
I don't know.
You just wasted all that time on the show.
I
for
did.
That.
I freaking
so
did.
She's like actually, the Neo of this movie.
She is. She's the one.
Oh my goodness. That's
they even call her the chosen one in that stinking movie.
Did you guys
movie.
Even watch the Captain Marvel movie? She bloated up an engine.
Yeah. That's true. I watched the Captain Marvel movie.
I seen
movie.
It.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Equals
what went on.
Powers.
And by the way, she's not going to be the next Neo. She's going to be the first Captain Marvel. Thank you very much.
Oh,
dodge a bullet soon.
Wow.
What?
That's. I mean,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why can't she
just
be the
look
first
at just
Neo?
Look at Brie Larson and Avengers on YouTube. You'll have a lot of fun with that for a day.
She was fine. You're fine. It was fine. Like it's not that.
Yeah,
bad.
She didn't come across at all like a girl that's been homeschooled her whole life.
No, she does, but that's part of her charm.
Oh, is it?
It was like she's like still in that, still in a room.
I feel like this is a joke that.
Wow.
I'm missing.
So for you, Captain Marvel is the end all be all.
Yeah, she's great.
Of course.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
I guess.
Are you being serious
right
now?
Cool, but.
He has
I mean,
a crush
that,
on
that
her
to me
so
sounds
know.
Really, yeah, really boring.
But I really do think Captain America's going to get it this time.
I think it would be great if Captain America goes back on ice.
Iron Man probably, you know.
So like Khan at the end of Into Darkness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do agree with those.
So for you, Captain Marvel is going to be the OP character that comes in and saves the day.
I would say Thor and her.
So
left standing.
What about Hulk?
I swear to God, if she puts on that glove and beats Thanos, I'm gonna just walk out of the
theater
right there.
Just imagine when
you know,
it's just
you know
if he's
really
right.
Cool?
Just imagine just hearing this.
If
yeah. As soon as he starts
roundhousing
Thanos, he starts roundhousing Thanos, huh? Thanos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. All right. I can't wait for us to get a copyright strike.
No, we won't. We won't.
I love this movie already.
So that song starts playing.
Yeah.
And then Jane Foster Thor shows up. Screw Brie Larson.
Wait, let's do this one more time. So when Thanos and her square off, Captain Marvel square off, all of a sudden she gets thrown into a jukebox
I'm in. Great.
Are you guys in?
110%.
All right, you guys are totally
no
in.
Longer.
Does
she die when this happens?
Only
can she die when this happens?
As soon as that song starts, she's gonna pound her fist together.
You know what? You know what? You know, to speak to this though,
yes,
I will bet you $1 million there's gonna be a really heavy-handed moment in the movie.
You think so?
All the
I love Brie Larson,
get together
Carl.
For a fight.
Okay.
You
I love Brie Larson.
You $1 million that's gonna
Did you watch the movie, Carl?
Wow.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I think you did.
Hey, I think that. What do you guys think is gonna happen with Hulk?
Oh, Hulk is gonna smash.
Well, we already know he's Professor Hulk.
Spoilers.
He is?
We know this already.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, mm-hmm. Why? How?
But I just am curious about
how do we know this?
How his character arc is going to go in the movie.
How do we know? Like, if all I've seen is the movie,
do you
what
guys think
part
that Hulk's
of the movie says, hey, this is Professor Hulk?
It came out in concept art. They've already addressed it.
Right.
No.
Well,
you
no,
guys are talking
I remember
outside of the realm of the movie.
I remember that in the film, he is blatantly saying in the movies that he does not want to be Hulk anymore.
Okay.
So I do know that is definitely going to be – that's going to be what's going to stop him from becoming Hulk. Obviously, what's stopping him from being Hulk in Infinity War. And something's going to have to happen where he turns into the Hulk.
I think they're just going to merge.
Do you think he dies?
Merge?
He's Hulk, but with Banner's brains. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Will he be Gray Hulk?
Where was...
Green Hulk? Red Hulk.
I still want to know how this... How did this happen? Like when well, did they say he's Professor
Think,
Hulk?
Well, I think that's because no. I think what it is that there was such a fight for him to turn into the Hulk in the Thor movie that he was fighting against it, and I think Gannon does bring up a solid point about there is a possibility that we're going to see these two things merge, and he's going to be the smart Hulk. Is what I'm thinking. I don't know about Professor Hulk, but he's definitely going to be one that talks and is smart and the whole nine. And he's going to realize that his destiny is to be the Incredible Hulk. Or the Hulk, whatever you want to call it, whichever one you like better. So, I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I think it's going to happen. He's going to merge. Can you imagine? Huh? Hulk getting in a fight
with
Thanos?
I don't think he'll die.
What?
I don't think he'll die, though.
You don't think he'll die?
I don't think so.
All right.
So
I still don't know what he's merging with.
Thor lives... Mm-hmm. Hulk lives.
Yes.
Iron Man retires.
Yes.
And then
Captain America's kaput.
Black Widow's getting her own movie.
She's getting her own movie, so she's
we
around.
We kind of already know she's.
We already know Spider-Man's coming back.
Well, then, but then again, maybe not, because maybe her movie is all pre-Avengers for all we know.
It's true. It's a good point.
Because she's still young enough to still pull that off that she's not there yet.
Yeah, but you said Spider-Man is coming back. Isn't that like a different timeline?
No, because
Far From Home, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, we don't know, but we do know that Feige has stated that Far From Home is going to be the end of this phase. That's what he stated.
Was Star-Lord in any of the stuff?
In what stuff?
In any of the trailers?
The trailers for Endgame so far?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I have, to be quite honest, I only watched that very first one. I haven't seen anything
else
at all.
Any of the trailers that have come out is supposedly only like the first hour of the movie, if anything. There's like zero past that point.
Yeah,
they made it a big deal to say that.
I haven't. I mean, you see Rocket, and you don't see Gamora, of course. But like, I haven't seen very many of the Guardians.
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Well, dusted.
Dusted.
Yeah, it's just Rocket and Nebula. That's it. Those are the only Guardians that made it.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I am so excited for Thursday. I am so glad I'm not sitting next to Todd.
We can. I'm gonna switch seats.
I'm sitting next to Todd.
Are you sitting next to Todd? This Thursday night is gonna
can
be.
Can I sit next to Todd?
Yes, please. Ruin it for him.
Can I sit on
for
top
the love of God?
Can I sit on top of Todd?
So Kylo, right
on my face,
is a mix of Skywalker and Solo. So he's.
Listen, you mock it, but it could happen. You mock it.
Well, no, it did happen. I totally ruined it for him.
He did. He was like,
"Oh my gosh!" Well,
he's gonna be Han Solo.
Well, any other prevailing theories out there that we think is gonna make a difference?
I'm
before
still confused
we,
about the whole thing.
I think that I think you are confused, and I think everybody's just excited.
I don't understand what. Everybody's talking about Professor Hulk, but no one has said where
that
comes from.
Well, we think that it's going to be one of those things where we want the Hulk to exist, and they are holding it back so much that we're going to have to see the Hulk do his thing in this film. So for sure, so I'm assuming that we're going to get the best of both worlds. We're going to get Mark Ruffalo, aka the Smart Hulk. It's definitely going to be one for sure. So. I'm very excited for
the smart Hulk.
Yeah, he's gonna talk and stuff, you know, and say smart things.
He's gonna talk and stuff.
Yeah, he's gonna say some smart stuff.
He did that in Ragnarok.
Yeah, but he's gonna say it as the Hulk though, and he's gonna be experimenting.
He's gonna be able to do science equations and stuff.
That's right. With his coat on, it's gonna be sweet. It's gonna be like this huge white coat.
No, it's gonna be like Mr. Fix It.
Mr. Fix It. There you go.
He's gonna dress up like a gangster and have a gas.
Nice.
Yeah. What if the Hulk is the savior? What if the Hulk is the one that takes out Thanos? That'd be awesome.
I kind of hope not.
Okay. What if the Hulk gets a blood transfusion from a Kree soldier?
That's right.
And becomes like some kind of chosen thing through the Tesseract.
Captain Hulk.
That's right. Can you imagine?
Oh, snap.
Then Thanos it'll be like a real Marvel comic book.
Taking on the Hulk. And he throws him into a jukebox, and
what
then
if,
all of a sudden, you
Lang...
hear this?
All right.
Okay, it wasn't even funny the third time you did it.
That was the third time.
You're getting me so excited for this movie.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so wait.
I don't want to sit next to him if he's going to be excited.
What if Scott Lang gives him the shrinking technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hulk does the Thanos thing.
Whoa!
Double damage.
Whoa, double. Yeah. That is double damage.
Like, there's nothing left, pretty much.
Wow, that's pretty good. I like
World
it.
Breaker Hulk.
That's interesting. Does the Hulk turn in?
is that?
I'm sure a lot of our viewers are wondering if this is the whole episode.
Gwen Stefani is calling you.
Gwen Stefani is calling you.
Gwen Stefani's calling
you. Why are you using her music?
She wants royalties from her music.
Gwen Stefani.
She's like, Marvel didn't even pay me.
That's right. Marvel hasn't cut me a check for that song that they played for quite some time in the ending of that film.
So you order like 99 cents a play.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's going for.
That's what it's going for right now. That's pretty awesome. Well, listen, gentlemen, anything else we have to broach before we get out of here? I mean, I know we have to get to hard media and stuff, but what else do are we missing anything? Yeah, we got
it. Is there anything in hard media this week?
You didn't even buy anything.
Did you buy something?
No, because Walmart or Target.
Yeah, look at all that set up for nothing.
Wow.
Wow. Way to go. Way to go.
Way to blame someone
else.
Well,
you know, there was something that I did forget to mention.
Way to be prepared.
And thanks to Gannon, I remember now. If you guys don't know, I put it up on our Facebook site. Honolulu Magazine is running an article about some of the best podcasts in Hawaii, and I thought I forgot to mention it the last 2 weeks because I thought, you know, maybe it'd be a little too brash to mention it. But the Nerd Watch is up there with the top seven podcasts to listen to.
So we're number seven.
Hawaii. Woo! So. Actually, we're not number seven. We're like number five, I think.
They're not ranked.
They're not ranked. But let's say, hey, why don't you shut up, Alika?
There's only seven.
What if? Well, let's just say
we must be number seven.
No. Let's just say that we are ranked, and they rank it by how many episodes they have. We win.
Number seven.
We have more episodes than all of the other podcasts
put together. Yes, we are that awesome. And we did awesome. It, and yeah, well, we're that awesome. And we did it all with Todd, so that even makes us more awesome.
No, there were episodes before Todd.
More awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
but
there
was.
They didn't count.
It's true, they didn't.
They were maybe better.
You can check out the article in the Honolulu Magazine. Listen to some really cool podcasts from
Hawaii. And listen to some
Gwen
Stefani music.
And then listen to the Nerd Watch.
I'm back. What did I miss? I took a pee.
I just wanted to mention to everybody that we have one of the top seven podcasts to listen to.
We're number seven.
Out of in the Honolulu Magazine.
Actually, I think we're like third or fourth.
We're number seven out of seven.
Not a number
list. No, we're third. But it is that.
Listen,
it is
the top seven.
He's right. It's not even a numbered list.
First of all, we're numbered. All right? That's it.
Our days are.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It is.
After Gwen Stefani comes after us for royalties. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. If you guys haven't read the article,
I've already
cool.
subscribed to Nerdwatch 2020. They've got that extra 2020 twist that I've
that you've been
to
for?
Enjoy.
God, you're such a jerk.
So if you guys are just put it in the search bar of Facebook, Nerdwatch 2020, check them out.
You're such a jerk.
Yeah.
When we do the previews show, we should call it Nerdwatch 2021.
Oh, that guy would lose his mind.
He would lose his mind.
Because we're one better.
Yeah, we are one better. So, Aaron.
Yeah, but we all have to get like eyeglasses and ponytails.
Aaron. What came out this week for hard media?
It's a rough trade.
Indeed.
All right. Oh, play your music.
Play
oh, sorry.
Your music.
I'm not hard media.
What is this?
You want me to play Just a Girl for you?
Play my music.
I'm gonna freaking hit you if you do it again. I swear to God.
It's like Janet Reno's dance
no,
party.
No, I'm seriously gonna hit you if you do it again. Don't
play my music.
Can you play something from High School Musical 3?
No, I can't.
How about Back to the Future?
That I can do. I can do something from Back to the Future.
You got some Huey Lewis in the news.
Could you not maybe?
Why not? Anyway, what's coming out on hard media, Aaron?
Well, the first one is one I know Gannon saw. I'm not sure if he gave it or not, which is Escape Room.
I'm not gonna pick it up, but yeah, it was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
Did they get out of the room? Know.
Not all of them.
And how much time did it take them to do it? Because I know it's usually a time thing, right? These escape rooms.
Well, they're definitely much more elaborate than the ones that you would go into at, you know, Whaler's Village.
Nice.
Was it?
Are the puzzles like really difficult or?
Well, what's an escape room?
Huh?
What's an escape room?
We should do one as the Nerd Watch.
Was it just
we
like
really should.
A Saw movie?
We really should.
Wow. Yeah, it's a PG-13 Saw.
Okay.
Really? That's basically what it is. Yeah.
So, what else is on that list?
25th anniversary of Ace Ventura.
Hey.
Wow.
All righty then.
It's a lot of transphobia in that movie.
There is.
Well, not until
there really is.
It's called comedy. Okay?
It was in the
90s. They threw up.
It's not comedy
after
anymore.
Finding out it was a guy.
That's true.
Finkel is Einhorn.
But that was at the
Einhorn
end,
is
so.
Finkel and Finkel is Einhorn or whatever the hell it was.
Laces out.
What else is
that
coming
out? That was a cute
out?
Grandma.
It was.
Right.
This is the one I wanted this week, but nobody had it. It was Destroyer. I'm dying to see that movie.
What is that
Nicole
one?
Kidman?
Oh,
she
yes.
She was a cop, and she was like super
Oh, yes, yes, what? Yes. It's her version of Taken. Everybody's
it's
doing
like Taken, but
no.
Not.
Oh.
It's everybody's doing Taken.
Like I said, it's Taken, but not good.
Yeah, it's Taken, but not, yeah.
I can't wait for her version of the movie where she's on the plane.
Could be
with,
it.
With snakes.
No. It's just a plane, and she has to solve like a murder or something.
Nice.
Like Red Eye?
Sure.
Red Eye is awesome.
You know, the other
good.
Liam Neeson movie.
Oh, yeah.
Red Eye is really good.
Non-stop.
No, yeah. Commuter is a train.
Non-stop.
Non-stop. Is
the non-stop is the one on the flight with...
All right, so what else is on that list?
What else is on that list, Aaron?
Just muscle through, buddy. We know you can make it.
Jesus Christ.
I believe in you.
Thank you. It's like your comic list. It's hard to get through.
Just keep saying words.
What's
it'll
this,
end soon.
It's so this boring-ass music.
Ridley Scott.
There. Come on, Aaron.
So Ridley Scott.
Yeah, why are you getting stopped?
Alien.
Then? It's because you're falling asleep.
The 4K version of Alien? Sweet.
I really want to see that high school play of Alien.
I do too.
Yeah.
So does he. He's like paying for it to come back.
Nice. All right, what else?
That's it.
That's it?
No, that's not it. Yes, it is. I Spit on Your Grave Deja Vu came out today.
There's another Spit on Your Grave movie?
This one is actually an actual sequel to the original one by the original filmmaker.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah, rape revenge movies are cool.
Why did you not get to that?
Well, if that's the case, then just consider Billy Jack Miles Davis.
And that was your that's hard fair. Media from Aaron. You like that?
Yeah.
Hey, that was well timed.
Yeah,
I know. It's what I do. It's my business.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't see you doing much else, so I believe you.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it.
Are we going to get sued for playing this much of it?
Yeah, we are.
We're talking over it. No one.
We're hell again and sued.
Man, I'm like sued.
Super sued.
Super. It's cool. Anyway,
you forgot this movie, Punishment.
Oh, I ordered that.
Yeah, but you didn't announce it.
No, didn't order that at all. Anyway.
This week I'm getting my hard ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, yes. I bring that to bring There's that
a,
to the show.
It's great. A 4K restoration.
Bring all that right. to the show. I want to
Hold
watch
on
it.
To your digital code because that's what he actually wants.
Yeah.
Also, before we get out of here, there are two big games that are coming out. The first one, of course, being Mortal Kombat 11. Made it out to PS4 and Xbox One X and even Switch.
I was Kombat so stoked to hear about Switch.
So Mortal Kombat.
Now it feels like a real Mortal Kombat.
I ended up purchasing
because
it.
It's Nintendo without any blood.
It's definitely it's definitely really good as far as it feels good to play it.
Did you actually play it?
Yeah,
I might actually. Now that it's on Switch, I might get it now.
It's a little. It's definitely microtransaction oriented.
Oh, really?
For sure.
No,
which is kind of a bummer.
That's all in the customization stuff.
Yeah,
that's
and no,
not.
And it,
you don't do you, need it to you, play the game.
Can you play all the characters without?
Well, the thing is,
DLC?
Is that there's interesting concepts.
No, not everyone.
There's interesting concepts about.
But the guys that you got to unlock through DLCs are like Shao Kahn.
Yeah, so
guys you don't care for.
Spawn is coming.
Actually, you can't unlock Shao Kahn. You actually have to buy him. You can unlock Frost.
DLC. Did you not hear that part?
So you actually have to buy freaking Shao Kahn, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's.
And then you can actually get for the. They have the crypt this year, which
not
is interesting.
Not if Shao Kahn was a pre-order bonus.
Yeah, I know, but you have to buy him now if you didn't pre-order.
Well, yeah,
it.
Now.
Yeah, so he was a bonus. It's kind of garbage. He should have just been in the friggin' game. But yeah, you can actually spend. You actually have to spend money.
He's a boss character.
On the crypt because he's part of the canon, man. That's why he should have been in it for
but
sure.
But he's a boss character.
People are getting sick and tired.
Well,
of
the reason I
crap.
Like Switch things and I get excited about it is because there seems to be for Nintendo games a minimal amount of DLC required to enjoy the full game. And so that's why I was excited.
There's a lot of different augmentations in this game, and you have to fill different.
But the majority of characters, if you play through, you should be able to get right.
The single player story apparently is really good.
I mean, Shao Kahn would have been cool to have included.
The combat is cool. It's a little. Right now I'm playing it, and it's a little woke. But that's, I mean, it's either here or there. Yeah.
In Mortal Kombat? Oh, yeah, that's right. Jax frees the slaves.
Yeah, Jax frees the slaves. Oh, my goodness, I read that.
Why? Why did they do that?
I saw that. That was interesting. I didn't make no sense to me. And today I found out.
They just wanted to take another thing from the white man.
I didn't watch. I didn't get to see it in game yet.
Wait, how does that even work?
He's trying to weaken the other army.
Apparently.
I mean, Shao Kahn. Who's the leader of the. Is it Shao Kahn?
Shao Kahn actually shouts.
Since Mortal Kombat 3 is the leader.
Shao Kahn actually shouts in game, apparently, make Outer World great again.
No.
Not kidding.
Are you serious?
Not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm like, you know, okay, if this is where we're going to go, that's fine. But it is the best. It's the best looking Mortal Kombat I've seen in a long time.
Don't we play these games to escape?
That's what I said. It's so stupid. The women are actually fully clothed now. The men aren't. So it's a
clothes on.
People
before.
Are having an issue with that, I guess.
Sonya Blade was wearing yoga pants in MK3.
She was. Now they're wearing a lot more now. So all right. Yeah, they're.
What's wrong with seeing exposed men's nipples?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that.
I don't know, but you kind of said it like, how come the men are naked and the women aren't?
I don't know. It's really strange to me. But listen, you can check out Mortal Kombat this week and this Friday, because I'm going to be playing it. Days Gone exclusively on the PS4.
Hell yeah, I can't wait to get a hold
Days
of that.
Days Gone. I pre-ordered that about a month and a half ago. I'm very excited to play that. I want to see how that goes. I'm very, very stoked. Studio Bend is doing that, and they haven't done a game since the Uncharted PSP game. So I'm super stoked to see how that goes. PS Vita game, excuse me. So yeah, that's
it
coming
looks
out.
A lot of fun,
it does look like a lot of fun.
Like
I hope
World
it's
War
good.
Z meets The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it does. It looks really, really exciting. And they say there's like 6 hours of cutscenes, and they say this game is really, really long. They say it's a really long game.
Well, then you're never going to finish it.
I'm never going to. You're right. I'm never going to finish it.
What's the record for that? I know Metal Gear Solid games used to have 1.5 million cutscenes.
Metal Gear Solid games are famous for that. That's all.
But like, does that beat them?
Yeah, I would. I don't know about that. Nothing. Nothing can beat the pants off of any Metal Gear game. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, hell, there's parts where it felt like the cutscene was longer than the actual gameplay.
It is. It always felt like that. It always felt. Final Fantasy X felt like that.
Final Fantasy VII felt like that.
Too. Yeah, kind of. I am one of the guys that is an absolute hater of Final Fantasy VII. I'm not a fan. Yeah, I know.
I've never played it, and I know that's not a good stance to be taking.
I know. I don't like it. I actually enjoy 8 better, and 9 is my favorite. So, yeah, 7 can suck it.
He also hates cake.
That is true. I love pie. So it's all good.
You're not a
I do.
You're not a cake eater?
Well, listen, gentlemen and ladies who are listening and watching, make sure if you have tickets, join us for the Maui Mall Megaplex premiere of Avengers Endgame happening at 6 o'clock. Be there early. 6 o'clock, Maui Mall. Be there. And then, of course, join us on Saturday the 27th for the Regency Theater in Kihei for the premiere of the Nerdwatch and Maui Comics and Collectibles premiere of Avengers Endgame over there on the south side. All right? So I think it's time for us to get the heck out of here. And I hope you guys had
sure
a...
there was something else I needed to bring up.
Was there something else before we go?
Oh, yeah. For Fork Knife, the World Cup... over 1,000 cheaters caught in the first week.
Sweet!
How long does the World Cup last?
That I don't know, but I do know
for
that
Fork Knife.
There is a Fork Knife Avengers crossover event happening right now. I do know that.
What?
Yes.
What do they have, like Avengers skins?
Yeah, or something like that. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I love playing Fortnite.
I've never played Fortnite.
It's fun.
I've seen gameplay here and there.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it. Well, 1,000 players. That's awesome. I've always wanted to be one of those guys to cheat to make me look good because I'm, you know.
Right, because you're bad.
I'm not good at games.
You're not a good person.
But I love games.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I know. So I've always wanted to try and be a cheater, but I don't think I have the wherewithal.
You aspire to be a cheater.
I aspire to be one of these online cheaters.
You're not a good role model.
I know,
at all,
right?
Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a Twitch
like
channel.
I would have cheated my way to the top if I could just get to the top. Yeah,
that's right. Just give me the tools.
I could just
give me the opportunity.
Just give me the opportunity to cheat.
Could just teach me.
But then I'd be too lazy to learn, so I probably never end up cheating.
That is very true. Good point taken. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out
like
of time.
You're
until next week. Peace out, much love, and always stay fresh. So for Aaron, Todd Bernardi, Gannon, format. And of course, Alika and myself, G Money. Peace out. Much love. Rest assured, always stay nerdy. Come and watch us and join us for Endgame this weekend on this Thursday. Aloha.
Two piece in a